With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the UN Security Council's vote in favor of a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza has made it, quote, as clear as it possibly could be that the world supports the plan. Blinken says Hamas leadership needs to commit in order for the proposal to move forward.
Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas. And if Hamas doesn't say yes, then this is clearly on them.
Blinken says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had reaffirmed his commitment to the proposal. Also on SRNews.com, jurors are set to resume deliberations this morning in the criminal case against President Biden's son. The case involves a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. The U.S. is lifting a weapons ban on a controversial Ukrainian military unit.
The State Department has removed restrictions on the transfer of American weapons and training to a high-profile Ukrainian military unit with a checkered past. Officials say the Azov Brigade passed a vetting process that found it had not committed any gross human rights violations. The move will help the brigade, among Ukraine's most effective and popular, move beyond its reputation as a far-right movement, a perception its commanders have been trying to dispel as Russian propaganda. Moscow has repeatedly portrayed the Azov as a Nazi group and accused it of atrocities, but given no evidence. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Malawi's president says the country's vice president and nine others have been killed in a plane crash. On Wall Street, Dow futures are off by over 100 points. This is SRN News. A Texas doctor is being sued by the government.
Dr. Ethan Haim is a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, and he told journalist Christopher Rufo about that facility's practice of carrying out sex change operations on children. Now he's been indicted by the Justice Department for allegedly violating parts of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The hospital claims to have stopped performing the operations in 2022, but Dr. Haim says they continue secretly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority of control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. This is SRN News. Shots have been fired at the border between the two Koreas.
South Korea's military says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops violated the border Sunday. It says the North Korean soldiers were engaged in some unspecified work on the northern side of the border when they briefly crossed the military demarcation line. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the violation did not appear intentional, the site's wooded and signs were not clearly visible, and the North Korean soldiers immediately returned to their territory after the shots and warning broadcasts. The Korea's land border is the world's most heavily armed and strewn with mines. Animosity has been high of late following the North's launches of trash-carrying balloons. I'm Ben Thomas.
Officials say four instructors from Iowa's Cornell College teaching at a Chinese university have been attacked in a public park, reportedly with a knife. More details at SRNnews.com.